In silence, man can most readily preserve his integrity. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. In silence, man can most readily preserve his integrity. Why do we want to preserve our integrity? Our integrity is who we really are. Our integrity is our divine self. Our integrity is that ideal about us that lets us know who and what we are at all times. Our integrity stands forth so perfectly, so wonderfully, so delightfully that everything we do is maintained on a basis that is consistent with who we really are. What is our integrity? What is your integrity? What is my integrity? My integrity is who I really am. And the only way I can really know and understand and find out who I really am is by listening within myself. I can listen and I can watch and I can see what other people are doing. I can see how the world goes around, and I can see the things that are important to the universe. I can see the things that are important in human life. And as I see these things that are important in human life, I sometimes think to myself, are they really what we want to do? Are they really what our integrity tells us to do? Are they really the things that we are proud of ourselves in doing, proud of ourselves from that spiritual level, proud of ourselves from that divine level, from that level of wisdom, that level of inner introspection? It's easy to make ourselves acceptable to humanity, because humanity's rules are never too difficult, never too strict, never too perfect to say that we have to do things in a certain way. They say what makes you feel good, what makes others feel good. They say what is going to bring about the highest good for you in your financial and in your social arrangements. But now, are these the things that really are our pure integrity? Are these the things that really make up what and who we are? Are they the things that we really want to use as a guidepost for our life? As a guidepost for our life of how we're going to live our life and how we're going to act under all circumstances. Can you think of a man living a divine life and acting in any way which is contrary to the divine life and being good? Now, can you think of a man acting as a human and doing things contrary to what is his highest and best, and yet he is considered to be good? We make the statement that for the majority of the people, whatever is for the majority of the people, if you are going to save anybody, and you had a group of people, here you had 3 people, and here you had 10 people. Would you save the 10 people in preference to the 3 people if you had to make a choice? If you had to make a choice of whatever would preserve the lives of 10 people and what would preserve the lives of 3 people, which choice would you make? Now, let's just say, of the 10 people, you don't know anyone. And of the 3 people, it's your mother and your father and your sister. Now, where would your tendency be? Our human tendency would be to save the 3, because they're our family. But our human tendency would also say, no, I've got to save the 10. Now, when you are living in the divine realm, in the divine attitude of mind, when you're living in your ideal integrity, You never have to make those decisions. No, that's right. You never have to make those decisions. You never have to make decisions where you think about saving the lives of anyone. You just say to yourself and to your reality, all is in divine order right now. And as you say to yourself, all is in divine order right now, there's no decision that has to be made except the decision to do what is the highest and best. It is what we do in our consciousness. It's what we do in the silence in ourselves. We say, all is in divine order right now. Now, would you find yourself in a situation where you had to make a choice, or you had to decide between saving the lives of 3 or saving the lives of 10? That situation does not come up, certainly in our everyday lives, but it does not come up in our lives or in our world whatsoever. We give ourselves that conundrum because we think, now, what would we do in a situation like that? What would a divine man do in a situation like that? What would a person who's working from his ideal integrity do in a situation like that? Well, be sure, when you are living in your divine right action, that situation never comes up to you. We purely want to amuse ourselves with the concept, with the possibility of having to make such an interesting decision. What will I do? How will my integrity handle this? Well, a man who stops and listens in the silence creates around himself the most wonderful aura of purity and peace and goodness. The man who lives in the silence creates about himself the most wonderful attitude of divine right action. And every circumstance in a man's life, should he stand for the integrity of who he is, he will never have to face a decision that would say, would he save 3 or 10? He would never face a decision like that. His decision would always be, how can I bring the most happiness to the most people? And the only way I can bring the most happiness to the most people is if I am happy myself. If I have happiness within myself, if I live a happy life, if I live my divinity, then I bring happiness to all. Then I bring my integrity to all. For what is my integrity? My integrity is my real self, my ideal self. And my ideal self is to be myself and have fun at all times. To be myself and have fun at all times. It's not to be someone else. It's not to make judgments. It's not to look at the world and see things that need to be corrected or changed or controlled or directed in any way. There's no preservation of integrity on the human level by a divine being. For the divine being sees all in pure right order, all in pure right action, now and always. Our integrity is always so powerful when we go into the silence, and we know that all is in divine order there. You say, well, sometimes you can't do that. Well, why get yourself into a harried mess? Why get yourself so upset and so uptight when all you can do is to say, I am peace. All is in divine order now. All is marvelous now. All is fantastic now. And when you say that, what happens to you? What happens to you is that all is in divine order. And you're most in silence, man can most readily preserve his integrity. And our integrity is most securely intact when we are in the silence and say, I let go and I let God. And all is in divine right order. Believe it, know it, live it. It's true. It works for you. It works for everyone.